to Unpacked, your TWU Local 505 podcast, where we do the heavy lifting of unpacking workplace issues, contract provisions, and company policies. Kick back and get ready to unpack. Training. Training is a big part of our job. It's how we learn about procedures, new equipment, new regulations, safety, security, inclusion, and the list goes on and on and on. Training, it's required and mandatory. So when it drops into your learning hub, you need to do the lessons. And to avoid discipline, get them done on time. And time means by 10 p.m. Pacific time on the due date. Don't fall behind. It's super important that you complete lessons in a timely manner. I can't say that too many times. The best advice for being timely is get in the habit of checking assigned activities in Learning Hub weekly. Maybe on your Monday each week, log on and see what lessons you've got to do. And don't put off doing them. Not all training is in Learning Hub. Be aware that you may also be required to train on the job, or even in some cases, travel to a different location to complete the required training. Besides mandatory training, there are additional training opportunities that you have access to. This training includes job duty assignments associated with certain jobs on the shift bid, operations, towing, or maybe you want to get pre-qualified to be a crew chief. Just ask. But before we get too into the weeds on training, let's start by unpacking Article 20 in the contract. It's titled Training, Travel Pay, and Per Diem. All training assigned to you is mandatory and required. That's just the way it is. Can't get around it. Most of the training you will do is web-based. That means it's in JetNet on Learning Hub. These lessons can be completed at work or from home on your own device. For the web-based training, the contract provides basically two things in Article 20. First, employees will be allowed sufficient time during regular work hours to accomplish web-based training, and this is a super big and if not operationally possible, the employee will be compensated for hours completing any web-based training at the applicable rate. What that all means is the company thinks you have time to do your training while you're at work in between your flights. I guess they forget that you don't have time in between your flights. But anyway, this isn't on your lunch or during your breaks. This is during your shift time. That leads to the second part. If not operationally possible, like there's no real downtime between flights, you may stay after your shift to complete assigned training. And you will get paid, like the article says, at the applicable rate, which could mean overtime if you have met the daily qualifier. Daily qualifier for after shift overtime pay for training is a minimum of 8 hours worked at straight time rates. This includes your regularly scheduled hours plus any shift trade you might have picked up. Please note that you will only get paid for doing the web-based training if it is done at work on their computer, and trust me, they can check and they'll know. Otherwise, you can do the lessons from anywhere on your own device, but you won't be paid. But hey, your lessons will get done on time, right? As far as hands-on training, in your own station, let's start there, that's a little different. You will be given 7 days calendar notice of when and what the training is. With that same notice, be aware that they may adjust your hours if necessary to meet the training class schedule. Pay for this training on a regular workday is compensated at the applicable rate with a minimum of 8 hours for full-time and 4 hours for part-time, regardless of the class length. If the class goes beyond the 8 or the 4, again, you'll be paid for that time as well. Sometimes training is away from your station. If that is the case, again, the company must provide 7-day notice. Traveling to training, how are you going to get there? Well, the company will provide positive space travel and hotel accommodation for the training assignment. The travel time is paid. Travel time starts 60 minutes before departure time and ends 30 minutes after the actual gate arrival at the location of the training. It's a minimum of 8 hours for full time And part-time minimum is whatever your scheduled hours were for that day. So it just depends how long your flight is and where you're going, but you'll be paid. Also, when you're away from your station, the contract provides for a meal per diem. This is basically money to cover incidental expenses outside of travel and hotel. The per diem is $2.45 an hour. You will see this per diem, this $2.45 an hour, added onto your paycheck. And that will be on the paycheck when the training happened. So watch for it when you get back. There also will be times when you'll have to start or end training on the same day as travel. If this is the case, you will be paid the travel time plus the class time. And here again, applicable rates apply, which means overtime could be paid if the qualifier is met. Let's say you have to travel on your day off for training. Your travel pay will be at the applicable rate. Again, this could be overtime if you've met the weekly qualifier. One more note on pay. If the training results in less than 7.5 hours rest between the end of training and the start of your regularly scheduled shift, you're eligible for short-term pay. And that short-term pay means time and a half for your regularly scheduled shift the following day. What if you fail training? Oh no. Which hopefully no one does, but it happens. So if you fail some training, and let's say it was part of a voluntary transfer, like for example, a crew chief award in a different city, and you fail the training, you will be returned back to your original station and your original work assignment. The catch here is that you will not be able to transfer to any job requiring that same training for a period of 1 year. Failing any other training class, again, we hope you don't, in your own station, will get you a couple more tries at it, most likely. And if you can't pass after that, well, we will have a discussion with management. So it'll be dealt with on a case-by-case basis because sometimes there are exceptions. Wait, suppose you fail to complete on time. That's a different story. You most likely will get called into the office. So like any other time you get called in, bring a shop steward, grab one. The list is posted on the bulletin boards. You can see who's there. Usually, failure to complete on time will result in a documented discussion or worst case scenario, a level. Levels are usually given if it's a regulatory lesson like dangerous goods, stormwater, or anything to do with company security. There'll be consequences. Also, depending on any past history you have, previous discussions for late lessons. Again, I can't say it too many times. Do your lessons and do them on time, okay? If you need help with the subject or struggling with any type of equipment or procedure, get with a station trainer and ask them for help before the deadline. That's why we have the trainers. They're there to help you. The trainer can also help you if you want to learn something new or need brushing up on a job duty you haven't done in a while. Lav truck, something like that. Check. Also, company postings might come up with sign-up sheets for voluntary training on something else you might be interested in. Training isn't a bad thing. It's all about learning new stuff and learning about changes to the old ways and procedures. It's always good to stay current and know the job fully. That way your crew depends on you, especially the safety topics. If you've got questions not covered in this episode, please talk with the shop steward, drop in on a membership meeting and ask there. Know that your local is here to help. And remember, get those lessons done and get them done on time. Hope you found this episode helpful and continue listening to other episodes as we unpack even more topics. Until then, stand strong and stand together.